Okay, looks like we're joined by Ryan Blaney. We can get Ryan's computer unmuted, Zeb. All right, I think we're good. If we have any questions for Ryan, please click the raise your hand button. We'll get it all queued up and get immediately to questions for Ryan. First, we'll go to Zach Sterniolo. Zach, go ahead for Ryan.
Ryan, what was the difference for you tonight? It seemed like there was times where your car had speed, and then obviously there was that long run where it seemed like you guys fell out of the top 20. What was the difference tonight for you guys?
Yeah, we started off tight, and after the competition caution, I thought the racetrack went really tight. And we kind of had a longer run there for the first stage, and we went right backwards. I was just super tight on exit, and I thought we made a decent swing at it the second stage. And then, you know, after the second stage, we got to fifth or sixth or something like that, and I was like, okay, pretty decent running down, you know, fourth and fifth, and then just light switch, got really tight on exit again, and couldn't run the bottom. Was just super tight on exit, and where my strengths were up top. They went away after maybe 80, 90 laps. So that, you know, that definitely stinks. We kind of just back and forth on it, but shame we didn't transfer. But yeah, just back and forth night. And then we got caught up in the, you know, we pitted and under green and just got caught two down. And that was kind of the story of it.
Just to follow up, how surprised, if at all, are you to be in this position right now where you guys do find yourself out in the first round?
I mean, I'm upset about it. You don't want to be knocked out with seven races to go and not be able to run for a championship. I mean, obviously I'm not very excited about that, but you know, there's a lot of things we could have cleaned up as a group together, you know, myself included. And we just didn't perform in the first round like we needed to transfer. And that's just something you'll have. You know, we just need to step up, and we just had too many issues. But you know, we still got seven races left. You know, go try to win one or two of them and try to get fifth in points. We still got that. So there's still a goal, you know, that you're trying to go to. Yeah, it sucks, you know, you're not being able to run for it. But, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm just disappointed. Not really disappointed. It's kind of hard to put into words. I wish we all had a better three races all as a team. Like, I know this team could have great races, and just there's a shame we missed that a little bit.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Ryan, what do you think happened to the speed that you guys showed early in the season when everything started off so well?
I'm not sure. You know, I thought we still had decent speed, you know, maybe even, you know, a couple months ago. And I don't know. You know, things haven't really fallen into place. And you know, maybe our speed is not quite there. I'd love to tell you if I knew what it was, we'd try to fix it. You know, and, but, you know, I just think it was, you know, some tough racetracks that kind of came around for us, and, just not stepping up to the occasion, you know, as a whole group, me as a driver for sure included. So, I'd love to tell you, I don't think we've lost all of our speed. I think at times we show a lot of speed. Maybe it's not as consistent as what it was earlier in the first half of the year. But I still think it's there. We just got to find it again here for the last seven.
Next up, we'll go to Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Ryan, before you got caught a couple laps down because of the pit stops, did you feel like you had a shot to win and pull off a big moment?
You know, even when I thought we were our best, you know, when we were fifth or something, like fifth or sixth, the four and the 18 just looked absolutely incredible, pretty much untouchable. So I knew it was going to take a lot for us to try to, you know, continue to get our car better and then line up close to them to see what we could do. You know, I never really thought of that at the time. I just tried to figure out how to get our car better and keep working our way back up to the field because we had a lot of work to do. But, you know, 4 and the 18 obviously look pretty special.
I mean, when you see that with the 4 and the 18, is it – I mean, are you just deflated because you know the chances of advancing are quite slim?
I don't think that. I think I had how to make my car go faster, and that's what I think of. You notice it, but I don't dwell on it. Just try to make it think about your own deal.
Thank you.
We'll take our final question for Ryan from Dustin Albano. Dustin.
Yeah, Ryan, kind of off Jeff's question. Entering tonight, were you surprised to be in the position with the speed that you had earlier in the year?
Like I already answered this, but, I feel like, the speed's still there. It's just maybe not as consistent. I'm not surprised. We work hard every week. Sometimes you have rough patches as a team. But sometimes, things are really clicking really well and your cars are fast and things are working out for you. We had that the first half of the year. And then I'd like to see us get back to that consistent speed that we've been showing, the first half of the year, first two-thirds of the year. And I'm sure we'll be able to find that. We'll work really hard, Todd and myself and everybody, to find that for the last seven.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Ryan, I know it's difficult circumstances. Thank you for the time and good luck next week, bud.
Thank you.